Yeah, this way to the egress from their latest album. The album's The Great Balancing Act. We Won't Go, the piece we just listened to, which actually has come out as a single as well. And I'm joined here in the studios by two of the members of the band. In fact, the founding members, Taylor Galassi, who's the accordion and vocals and even sometimes cello player, and Sarah Sean, who plays violin, piano and vocals. Taylor and Sarah, welcome to WDIY, and thanks for taking time out before your performance.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, our pleasure. We should have had you down in the DIY studios more frequently.
I agree.
Yeah. All right, well, let's make sure we do get you back more often. You are performing tonight in the town where you're based. You're performing at Steel Stacks in a late night performance. A live movie soundtrack. Tell us a little bit about it.
We are. It's a pretty neat series that the Steel Stacks Cinemas do throughout the year, and it's basically soundtracks come alive. So they'll have a band perform in front of the big screen a live movie soundtrack to a showing of a film. And the film that we're showing tonight is the cult classic Reefer Madness. So, which is, it's kind of ironic seeing as though that legislation has just been brought in Pennsylvania to legalize medicinal use of marijuana, and we're performing in front of a propaganda film speaking about the dangers of it.
Right. A film from the 30s. But really interesting to see at least how things have changed over 80 years. It took 80 years, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Did you you were approached through the soundtrack to go with the movie?
We were actually, the gentleman over at ArtsQuest that puts these shows together is named Ryan Hill, and him and Taylor have known each other for years, and he actually had approached us about a year ago to do a live movie soundtrack, and we opted to do one around Halloween for the movie Beetlejuice, but we ended up having some issues with some of the rights, so it didn't quite work out, and Ryan had reached out to Taylor again and said, I'd really like to get you guys in here. So Taylor and I did some brainstorming as, like, well, what can we do that's a little different? Like, let's pick a movie that we can kind of put around an event and create an event around and get kind of the community involved in a way that wouldn't normally be involved in our performances. And we came up with Reefer Madness.
All right. Sounds really good. And it's on the movie is at 10:30 tonight, right?
Correct.
In the Banco Alehouse Cinemas at Steel Stacks.
Yep.
10:30 tonight. And doors open, I think, about 9:30. Are you actually performing a little bit before the movie begins as well?
We are. We're going to do We Won't Go, the track that you had just played, and then a cover song that kind of fits the theme of the night before we open.
That's a surprise.
Okay. And that whole thing begins at 10:30, or will it actually begin a bit before 10:30?
No, the whole thing will start around 10:30.
Yep.
Okay. Very good indeed. All right. Sounds like it should be really fun. I caught one of the earlier ones there where Trevor Exter and John Kimmock in their Exter versus Kimmock performed for the Jim Carrey.
Oh, cool. Oh. Was that The Eternal Sunshine?
Yes,
yeah,
it was.
Yep.
Yes,
I heard great things about that one.
So it'll be in that same location. The sound was excellent, and it really worked magnificently. All right. Have you written original music for the performance tonight?
Well, it's pre-existing songs and compositions of ours that we've arranged to be more suitable for the film. There is certain parts where there's more like ambient soundtrack type of thing, music happening. But for the most part, it's our original songs that we've just catered to the film by arranging them.
Yeah, I mean, much of your music does have a sort of a soundtrack feel to parts of it. And you can imagine film noir with some of your music. And
We're very influenced, actually.
Absolutely.
Have you done a movie soundtrack before?
Just the one we talked about, we previously tried to do at the same location.
Right, mm-hmm. But that didn't actually happen. So
it kind of did. It was for Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
So we ended up performing before the showing because of the rights from Warner Brothers.
Okay.
But we've done private compositions for local and independent film in our spare time, something we definitely would like to be more involved in.
Okay, and the lineup of the band for tonight, you're normally a sextet. What, sextet or septet?
Well,
so we have rotating band members sometimes, so some of our auxiliary instruments, like we'll have trumpet players come in and stuff like that. So
we are predominantly a sextet.
Yes.
We have an additional member, Chet Sullivan, who is was with us for a couple years on drums and has since then gone to trumpet, and he comes in from time to time. And then, like, we just played in New York. We had a trumpet player join us there. So sometimes you can catch us with seven or even eight people, but primarily at our core, there's six of us.
Yes.
So tonight it will be six?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sounds nice. Really nice. All right. And you are recruiting for a new drummer, I understand.
We are. Yeah. We are, in fact, on the market for a new drummer.
Currently, tonight, we have Greg Morgan, who's been drumming with us since February and will be with us through November. He's come on board and learned an insane amount of our original material.
In a very short
and he's
time.
Done so incredibly well with it. And as of now, he'll be with us through November. So we're taking our time trying to find a good permanent fit, somebody who's interested in traveling and playing our wacky music.
All right. Well, having lots of notice and maybe audience members who turns out are looking for a gig again.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it works out. Maybe your trumpet player used to be the drummer. Maybe he could double drums and trumpet.
Unfortunately, the one member of the band besides Taylor and I that is imperative is like really there for every show, and there often has the most responsibility is the drummer position.
Right.
So that it really is needs to be open for somebody who's looking to do this full time.
So we talked about both of you and the instruments you play. We talked about drums. So the other three instruments tonight will be?
We have a tuba player.
John Wentz on tuba.
We have trombone.
Joe Lynch.
Yep.
And we also have a banjo / Gretsch guitar player.
Jacqueline Kidd.
All right. Nice lineup. And yeah, our tuba is always good. I love bands with tubas in them.
Absolutely.
He has his own little following in our fan
base.
He does. His nickname that we gave is Tooby-Doo. And he's got a little Tooby-Doo fan base that go a little nuts for him.
All right. You just mentioned that you just played in New York City in the East Village Club Drum that puts on lots of world music. And that was a CD release party with a couple of Balkan brass bands.
Chocek Brass Band their new album. They're based out of Boston, Massachusetts. And then there was...
And No Small Money Brass Band.
Who's based out of New York.
So pick up some new fans there, you think?
Oh, yeah. Both acts were great. All the guys... the members from each band were really awesome. The music was great. The energy was great. They're definitely worth checking out, seeing live.
Good size audience?
Yeah. It wasn't for Thursday night and in the Village with all the competition. It was pretty decent.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. Playing a club like Drum has a good reputation. Eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mentioned to you before the big festival that actually Drum gets involved in. There's a Golden Fest or the Balkan Festival, and you answered me before you haven't played there, but I think that's one where you really would fit in well.
Yeah, after hearing about it and researching a little bit, I'll definitely be contacting them.
Yeah, and they get some.
I had no idea.
Big audiences there. I think 4,000 or 5,000 people there.
Right.
Yeah. Let's take a listen to. No, let's ask you one more question before we listen to some music. Yeah. Genre always comes up as a question for you because you don't neatly fit in any genre. We don't know where to file you in the library at the station here. You've got a huge amount of influences and you could fit into about 5 or 6 different genres.
Right.
Just tell us about the influences you have incorporated and maybe in just the backgrounds of the other band members.
Sure. I mean, it's easy to say we have Balkan, klezmer, swing, ragtime, blues, punk, regular rock, gypsy swing. I mean, it all comes from all the genres that, I mean, I listen to. So I think it all comes into my music.
I mean, we all come from incredibly different backgrounds one way or another. And I think that has ultimately molded our sound. When Taylor first started the project and I first joined him on it, we were just kind of like fumbling in the dark, trying to see where we fit and what worked. And then as we acquired our core bass and our core group, and we started actually composing together and really evolving the songs together, we started just to take the approach of like, why does it have to be anything? It's music, it's art, and can be interpreted any way that you choose. So as opposed to being heavily affected by the industry and what the industry expects from you. We decided to just do what we like, which is pay homage to all the different influences we've all grown up with.
And the only actual issue we come into a lot is if we're applying for a festival or something, there's these drop-down menus, and it says, like, you know, alternative rock, and then they have other. And they always say, don't put other. So a lot of times we end up just doing alternative, just so we can be labeled as something so people could find where
something.
We are.
Well, we sympathize. As a radio station, we have exactly that problem. We're not all music. We're not all news. We're not all jazz. We're not all classical.
Right.
We're everything. And again, there often isn't a label that we fit into.
Yeah.
Sure.
So yeah, eclectic is the label you if it exists.
Or world rhythm, like this show here. I mean, it kind of just puts everything together because it's all under one umbrella.
Yeah, we pull it all together here. But even in the blend where we play to you during the week, that we mix in influences from all over the place as well, and that we love to do. And it gives something fresh to the listening audience, not
absolutely
the same old stuff. If it's in a genre, you've got some idea what you're going to hear.
Absolutely.
If it's not, you're going to get something fresh. So why don't we listen to something fresh from you? What piece we're going to listen to next?
This next song is actually one that I wrote. It's called So It Goes. It's actually heavily inspired by our travels. We travel a lot and gig a lot all over the place, and that's the main inspiration for this next song, is the things we experience on the road.
Okay, let's take a listen. So It Goes from This Way to the Egress.
For the rest of our days.
This Way to the Egress, performing So It Goes from their Great Balancing Act, their latest album. And I have two members of the studio who have kindly joined me this afternoon in advance of their performance this evening, 10:30 p.m., performing a live soundtrack to Reefer Madness at the Banco Cinemas at Steel Stacks, 10:30 tonight. Taylor and Sarah, thank you again for joining me.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
Beautiful piece, that one. Really, really nice.
Thank you.
So many nice feels in there. And yeah, really nice vocals too. And I really enjoyed that piece. That came from your latest album. Your albums are self-produced. You used a Kickstarter campaign for that one, right?
We did.
We've had three full-length albums. Our last album that we released this time last year, The Great Balancing Act, we did a Kickstarter for the production. We recorded it with a producer based in Brooklyn, Roger Greenewalt, who has a company there called 366 Visions Factory. And the money that we got from the Kickstarter was used to pay for the production and the physical copies and everything of the CD. And we exceeded our goal in 30 days. And all the rewards are out. And it was actually a really pretty amazing experience.
So that's the way for the future for you?
It is. I mean, we try to not do it too much because in being in a DIY genre or scene, there are a lot of mutual bands that we're friends with and we gig with will often do a crowdfunding campaign to fund their projects. So we tried to not overly saturate unless there's something that we really need. Like the first two albums, we completely self-funded and everything, and our next album will be self-funded.
Right.
But that one in particular, we really wanted to work with that producer, and we also set like a year long. The whole process took a year almost to the date: writing, recording, doing pre-production, recording, releasing, touring. All of it was like 12 months. So it was a really intense creative 12 months.
Wow. Okay. And that's your third CD. So you have three full-length CDs. You have three EPs as well.
Yes.
I think, right?
We do. Yeah. We actually just released. We have a EP called Songs from Tin Can Alley, which is kind of inspired by jug band or 1920s, 30s Spike Jones. And it's just kind of a fun creative writing project that we started where we all get together in a room and write some songs from scratch with just a couple of mics set up in the room, and we just let it fly and see how it goes. And we're doing volumes of it, and we just released our second volume on Thursday, actually. That's available online.
All right. Any hard copies?
Not as of now. We're going to do four volumes, each volume 2 to 4 tracks. And then once all four volumes are done, we're going to release it in a full-length album.
Okay, nice. Sounds really good. You're based in Bethlehem. I understand both of you grew up in Bethlehem. Roughly.
Yep.
Well, I grew up in the Poconos, which is a stone's throw away.
Right.
Really. So we would come down to Bethlehem when we wanted some neat things to do.
Right. And you've kept the band based in Bethlehem.
Yes.
I think you mentioned two of the band members are based out of Brooklyn.
Correct. Yes, they are.
Our tuba player and our current drummer are in Brooklyn.
But you opted to keep the band based here in Bethlehem. Say a few words about that.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Bethlehem, and my whole family's musical, and we're all doing music in Bethlehem, basically. So, and honestly, I mean, the overhead is low. And, living in Brooklyn or Chicago, we've kind of like thought of moving here and there, but we always end up saying like we can stay here because we're in the tri-state area. We're very close to these places, and we have our little band house with our studio. And
like, it enables us to do a lot of traveling. And and upon thinking about relocating, because we thought about it, we were like the opportunity for spontaneous creativity in a smaller city like Bethlehem is more difficult. However, there is plenty of world flavor in New York and larger cities. And Bethlehem is like the little city that can. And the music scene is really expanding here. And since we have roots here, as opposed to bringing it elsewhere, we decided we would just nurture it here. And because we can nurture that here, we also have the ability to travel frequently since we don't have the crazy overhead of living in a giant,
right,
metropolis.
And then paying for it while you are traveling, which is sort of
exactly.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm glad you are still, that you've stayed here based in the Lehigh Valley. But you mentioned traveling. I understand you have a European tour coming up.
Yes, we've been trying to get to Europe actually for quite some time, but we've been on a pattern of releasing new material, which takes time and resources. And right now we're trying to determine, we've set the wheels in motion, but we're trying to determine whether we're going to go this fall or this spring. The downside to, going in the spring is we have to wait, but the plus side is if we postpone it till the spring, we can release a new album to bring with us. But we're also eager to go, and we have some great things that we could line up already for this fall with productions and stuff in Europe, throughout Europe, that have availability for us in the fall. So we're kind of like, the clock's ticking for us to kind of make a decision, but one way or another, within the next 10 months, we will be there. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Excellent. You had one previous European tour, I understand, right?
No.
No? Nope. Oh, no. Nope. No. Also, it's the first time finding new venues for playing in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we've played with a lot of bands, like when bands, because it's a DIY genre, when a lot of like-minded bands come to the States and come to like this neck of the woods, we'll help them tour and put together shows with them and give them contacts throughout cities in the States. And because of that, we have a nice little community overseas that are like looking to return that favor. So.
Excellent. That sounds really good. Now, my suspicion is you will be exceedingly well received in Europe.
And that's one of the reasons we go there, because a lot of people that we know from Europe and some of the bands we've toured with say that. They're like, you have to come to Europe. You will be so accepting with welcoming arms. So
yeah, I'm excited. One band that makes me think of is Hazmat Modine.
I love them.
They have a tuba player as well, mm-hmm, and they're pretty eclectic. And they have a huge following in Europe, and I think significantly larger than they have here
in
the US. Yeah. And they're forever touring in Europe.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I hope that bodes well for you. And I have family in Europe. I'll put the word out for
awesome.
You.
Great.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to say about tonight's performance?
Well, the songs that, if you have been here from the beginning of the interview here, the both songs that you've heard thus far and the next one coming up, we will be performing tonight.
Yep.
We've got some surprises and a couple of genre-appropriate cover songs that we're doing to aid in the film, the showing of Reefer Madness. So it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a very unique event to the Lehigh Valley. We're really happy to be a part of it.
Definitely.
Yeah, so the whole concept of a live soundtrack from a band like yourselves, I mean, it hardly ever happens, and don't miss it tonight. 10:30 p.m. at Steel Stacks in the Frank Banco Alehouse Cinema at 10:30 p.m. till round about midnight or thereabouts. Probably worth going online and getting tickets just to be sure, because my guess is it's going to sell out.
Yeah, pre-sales
limited seating, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, don't miss on the opportunity. Give us an introduction to the piece we're going to go out with.
The next song is called Pocket Change. This is off of our sophomore album, Mighty Seed. And this song is inspired by our travels to one of our favorite cities, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay, this way to the egress.
And a drunken streak, that barrel house and the broken bank's a shame. Bug-eyed Betty gonna turn it loose. He's a kinker, man, gonna cook that goose. Pocket change gonna brighten up our day. Scattered around, corner on the block, throw him a clam without no stop. Don't take no wooden nickels, just the same. He's got you for a deuce. He's a gold digger, man, too hip to jive. Get hot, get hot. Pocket change will change the world. Pocket change, get rid of your jack. Pocket change, go on and give me a scratch. Pocket change, my is that a sawbuck deer? Dimes, quarters, nickel, pennies, never a sting. Shower it down, baby, do that thing. Pocket change, gonna make this world go. We'll be right back. This town's dried up. Go up to Tin Pan Alley.
Why, you got a couple years?
Yeah, can't.
Cork, tank, prime, scoop, jazz,
to the hut. Pocket change, digging down for that dough. Pocket change, come on and throw me a note. Pocket change, come on, I know it's you attacker. Dimes, quarters, nickels, pennies, always my thing. Shower it down, baby, everything. Pocket change, gonna make this world go round, yeah. Pocket change, give me all your cash. Pocket change, come on and give me that stash. Pocket change, reach down deep into your pockets. Nickels, pennies, how about I sing? Shower it down, see what I bring. Pocket change, gonna make this world go round. I said pocket change, gonna make this world go round. Yeah, I said pocket change, gonna make this world go round.
This way to the egress from their album Mighty Seed, Pocket Change, real nice New Orleans feel on there. And really nice having Taylor Glassie and Sarah Schoen in the studio with us. And you can catch them live tonight. All three pieces you heard will be part of what they're using in some modified arrangements as part of the soundtrack for Reefer Madness. 10:30 p.m. this evening. Doors open at around 9:30 or thereabouts, I believe. And doing the live soundtrack for the 1930s cult classic Reefer Madness. All right, time right now, 2:35 p.m. You're listening to World Rhythms on 88.1 WDIY. I'm Bill Lutron Smith, your host for this Saturday's edition of World Rhythms.